Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Endo comes off. Yeah, we'll talk about him later. Stefan Bujetic comes off. McAllister, Szoboszlai, Gomez on. And moments later, I don't think they really had time to sort of bed into the game, but moments later, we actually take the lead. Chloe, I'll come to you on the goal. This is, I said it on my match reaction a minute ago, we've been okay at times during this game. This was the highest quality Liverpool produced in this whole game so far.
Yeah, it was Liverpool Football Club. It was a Liverpool Football Club type of goal. It was a very team goal. You know, Konate, if this is the goal I'm actually thinking of, Konate boots a ball up top. And Darwin Nunes in that second half was miles better than Darwin Nunes in the first half. And I don't think he had a horrific first half. But his hold-up play, we always wanted him to send them in behind in the first half. In the second half, we just put a ball up to him and said, get us up the pitch. And he holds off the man. He puts it out wide to Harvey Elliott on a plate. Ryan Gravenberch from the left-hand side of the pitch has made this run over to the right-hand side, overlaps it. Harvey Elliott with a lovely ball down the side. And I cannot tell you the technique that Gravenberch has used to whip his foot around that ball. I was screaming back post on the watch-along. And most footballers, you'd expect them to either not look up as they're running full pelt or take another touch, or you just see a lot of footballers too scared to do that ball and it get blocked or it go back to the goalkeeper and everyone fumes. You'd expect them to take it to the corner, maybe pass it back, recycle a football. But no, Gravenberch had his head down. He looked up and the pass, the whip on that ball, it couldn't be any more pinpoint to Luis Diaz. Luis Diaz, brilliant run in the box, by the way, as well. Put it past the keeper, and that is a goal of pure quality. And if that's what I've got to look forward to in Ryan Gravenberch, I cannot wait because the technique of I'm not too sure there's a lot of footballers in this Liverpool side who could do it, especially from that right hand side. You've probably got Szoboszlai who could do it, and maybe McAllister, but in terms of Harvey Elliott, he would probably cut back onto his left if it was him. You know, so yeah, it was just a goal of real quality.
No, it was. Like I say, it was certainly the best moment of the match in Liverpool in terms of levels, because it was right out the top draw. The Elliott ball's phenomenal. But Gravenberch's vision, Steve, I said it in here as the move was unfolding first time. And Chloe's right. You think it and you say it, but we've got a perfect view on the telly. You don't necessarily think Gravenberch has got that vision, or he spotted him, or he's even got the execution to be able to do it first time, but he does. And even the weight of the pass, everything about it is absolutely bang on the money, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. We were talking about it and we said, like, it's one of those passes that you make every day on FIFA because you've got that bird's eye view. You see that pass all day and you go, yeah, we'll just cross it straight in. But you imagine running full pelt in the opposite direction to have the awareness to know not only where someone's going to be on making that run, but to be able to find them. That ball goes a yard either way and the defender's onto it or the keeper's onto it. Mm-hmm. It has to be, as Chloe said, it's got to be pinpoint.
Yeah.
And he was exactly that. And to do it with his first touch as well.
Yeah. I reckon we'd have all needed a hip replacement if that was any of us trying to do that, by the way.
I'll back myself, like, but even the pace.
Stop it, Dan.
It's not just the accuracy of it, because the accuracy of it is obviously a huge element of what's going on here, because Diaz doesn't have to break stride. He can just take it and finish first time, much like Gravenberch is his. But it's the pace on the ball as well. It just means Diaz has got, I want to say, the easiest job in the world. It obviously isn't, because it's still a good finish, Favo, but it's almost like, go on then, like, you know when a pass comes with instructions on it, you say that was one of them, wasn't it? Diaz could do nothing else.
Literally all he's got to do is guide that ball into the right position in the goal. Like, he doesn't need to put any extra power on it. Everything is done for him before the ball even hits his foot.
Yeah.
So I'd never doubted Diaz for a second. As soon as that ball left Gravenberch's foot, you're like, it's a goal.
Yeah.
Because you know Diaz loves that, coming into the middle and getting onto those crosses. He absolutely loves it. Mm. And he'll take them all day. And that's just another one in the book for Diaz. It was very much, you can see that being a template for Liverpool goals going forwards.
Yeah. It's a Mane run as well.
It was,
yeah, exactly.
And, just about to say.
Yeah, we've all criticised Diaz for not getting the numbers in previous seasons. I know he's injured a lot last year, but he's putting the numbers up this year. No doubt about that. And nice moment for Gravenberch as well, of course, who we will speak about in more detail a little bit later. Yeah, the game's wide open at this point, and just when the game's wide open, the defenders are getting tired, Lasker losing their legs a little bit like we thought they might do. We went, oh, by the way, Mohamed Salah. like, this was just, I think we all said it in here, we kind of alluded to the fact, it should be illegal to bring Mohamed Salah in into this moment, because putting him on off like 70-odd minutes against Lask, it's just criminal, Chloe. Like, he just took the piss.
Yeah, he did. His first touch, someone passed him the ball, he stopped it, passed it to his left and first time ball to Joe Gomez, and you just thought to yourself, oh god, yeah, he's getting something here, he's on it. It was like he didn't even have to break a sweat, and the goal is pure quality. Yeah. You know, once again we find him, Darwin Núñez, the high press, wins the ball back once again. I thought he was brilliant in the second half. He set it to Salah, and Salah draws a player in like he always does, and his pace and his tight control, shifts it with his left foot, says see you later with his pace. And I'm screaming, pass it. He's on the edge of the box. He's by the byline. I thought, there's no way he's scoring here. There's four lads in the box who you can pass it to. And Mo Salah just says, you know what, lads? I'm just going to toe poke it between your legs and goal and run away. Yeah, just ridiculous from Mo Salah. The tight control is what completely made that goal. The finish is outrageous. You know, it was kind of Onana in goal there for a second, through his legs. And like, he didn't even celebrate. He was just like, yeah, this is Lask on a Thursday night, lads. This is not really my competition.
You know what? You're right, though, because the celebration thing, for me, made me think, what's happened there? Like, have we not scored?
Is he offside?
Yeah, you can't be offside.
He's behind the ball.
It was so weird. It was such an odd moment, but still, like, you have the final say on it, mate, because like we've kind of said there, Salah was just like, it was as if, like, we all know he's one of the best in the world, we're fully aware of that, but this was him coming on and going, by the way, I'm miles too good to be on this pitch, wasn't it? It was just a joke.
It's an embarrassment of riches to be able to bring Mo Salah on that late into a game. And I mean, he can do that to Champions League defences, yeah. Champions League, yeah, quality defences, and he has done time and time again. And to bring him on here, and it's just like, you're going to make me play football now, aren't you, lads? Oh, go on. All right, go on. And he just oozes class. Mm. I don't think he got out of second gear.
No.
And he's absolutely had about three players on toast and slotted through the keeper's legs,
yeah,
and walked off slowly, as in like, I didn't want to do that. You just made me do that.
Ridiculous.
And yeah, we're so lucky to have him, aren't we? You know what, oh, I mean?
Well, as you say there, embarrassment of riches doesn't even cover it. If you can afford to drop Mohamed Salah into a game when you're already winning on a first night in the Europa League, it's just scandalous. Like, Jurgen Klopp must be rubbing his hands.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.